know when your mouth is getting dry, you're plenty high. I look down the bar, I see to my bartender. I said, look mad, come down here. She got down there, so what you want this time? I said, look mad, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall says 3 o'clock. A last call for alcohol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Oh, I ain't seen my baby since a night on a week. Gotta get drunk, mad, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Okay. PSA. Yeah, I'm at a loss for words. I fed my pig last night.
Yeah.
But I didn't get any dungarees or anything sent to me. That was your PSA.
I know you coined a phrase and I'm going to use it. Is that code for something?
It has to be. I could, because if you analyze it, it means nothing.
Feed the pig.
Oh, in the Spiegel catalog. Oh, now I get it. That's a section.
So we have to buy Big Mom jeans dungarees from Spiegel. I get it.
All right, kids.
I get it. Okay. Very good.
In the afternoon, we're a little late for the threesome at three, but you know what? You show up to the party late, that means you end late, and you get to stay longer. So, anyways.
You're going to make me do the shout-outs again.
Honor of the funny man, he was in this mood for some reason when he showed up today. He is in a Pink Floyd mood, kind of a melancholy, I would say. Not melancholy Polly.
No, it's
but a melancholy funny man.
Well,
I don't know.
All the LSD I took.
Well, that's what happens.
No.
So, in honor of you, we
LSD, PCP.
Sit back, relax.
Give myself a date rape drug.
Enough.
It's awesome. GBH.
Sit back, relax. All right, enough with you.
I'm sorry.
And enjoy the threesome.
How I feel getting interrupted?
Yeah. Enjoy the threesome of three boys and girls. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the melodic sounds of some Pink Floyd. We'll be right back.
Thank you. think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Thank you.
I knew. What happened to the end of the song? Because there's a little... Well, we didn't... they didn't take it out properly, but... Properly, excuse me.
Yes.
Anyways, that was your threesome at three, Pink Floyd.
The Pink Floyds?
The Pink Floyds. The trio.
Yes.
Roger Waters. Who else?
Richard Wright and, of course, the great David Gilmour.
No, Dave Gilmour and... Who's it? Rory?
Roy Harper sang lead on that song.
Roy Harper.
The great Roy Harper, as in the Zeppelin song Hats
as
Off.
As in
Roy Harper.
Invented the toilet, which is nice.
It's Roy Harper. That was Corey...
What? What?
I was saying...
So that was Roy Harper? Oh, Harper. Oh, who opened Harper's Ferry in Brighton. That's right. Anyways, welcome back to the show.
That was Mickey O'Halloran. I almost said,
no, that was Mickey
Mouse. I
almost
said a bad word today.
I know. You can't do that on this family-driven program. Yeah.
You're just doing that, trying to make me say bad words.
I am not.
So you
would never
fire
do that.
Me.
Come on. I would never do that, and you know that.
Yeah, because I don't know if you've gotten the budget for the 2017-2018 season.
All right,
I'm due for a raise.
All right. Yeah, me too.
I know you're keeping all that giddy up money. I saw that giddy up plane.
Yeah, it's better than the Patriots plane.
It has your face on it. And instead of Super Bowl trophies on the tail, it's you flipping the bird.
No, I would never do that.
The nose of the plane is you with your tongue out. Ah.
There you go.
Hey.
And you think those are my fingers.
Ooh.
Anyways,
Scaramouche.
I don't know if we can even get to anything else because, you know, the funny man will not stop talking today.
Oh, yeah, it's the
all
funny
right,
man.
So, do you have any silly news?
I'm not talking.
Oh, now you're not talking. Yeah, good timing.
All right, yeah, we do have some silly news there, Paul Burt.
Paul Burt?
Yeah, that's your full name. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mom was a big Burt Reynolds fan, Paul Burt.
Hey.
You call him Pauly for short. Pauly B, Paul Burt.
I had my mustache on last week.
No, you didn't. Let's go back there. Let's not go back there.
Where's my gum?
I'm a serious journalist here, trying to inform people of things in the news, and you are just climbing all over me.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
The answer is quadrophenia. Okay. Come on, Dom DeLuise.
Pissing my pants like DeLuise did on the Tonight Show in 74.
All right.
One of the greatest SNL sketches when they made fun of that with Dana Carvey. He has his shirt open as Johnny. And then you had Chris Farley as DeLuise just peeing all
McDonald
over the place.
McDonald did the best Burt Reynolds.
Oh,
in my
ever.
Opinion. Oh, my
did
God.
And it wasn't like he was trying. He just put the mustache and the hat on. Just like, yeah, I'm
you
Burt
all
Reynolds.
Of a sudden, yeah,
and it was
you,
him.
You turn into,
I'm saying
on to Jeopardy. Yeah. Anyways, can we get to some silly news before we have to end the show?
Oh yeah, sorry about your 20-minute Burt Reynolds impersonation.
That was not 20 minutes. It was what, like 20 seconds.
Yeah, 20 seconds. So, he's still doing it. You know that. Can you leave the room?
I could. I could clear this room.
It's just the two of us, man.
Wouldn't take much, then.
All right, so Dateline, Springfield, Massachusetts. Clinton Taylor, 49, of Springfield. A motorist was charged with running down an elderly Springfield man in a crosswalk. Had a blood alcohol limit 3 times above the legal limit, according to the arrest report.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, he had a note.
Well, you've had it from Epstein's mother?
Might as well have been. So Clinton Taylor had an excuse. The report said he told police he was drinking on doctor's orders.
Hey.
And.
That's a great doctor.
And.
Go ahead.
Offered to provide a note to prove it.
He had a note?
He had a note.
From Epstein's doctor?
Hey, there, Mr. Police Officer, please forgive my friend Corey Taylor. He's
what,
under
was
my
he a
care.
Kennedy?
Yeah, that's it's a little different.
This is everything.
This is him.
Hey, remember when Quick Time Gear passed out in his and we did stuff to him that you do to ladies.
California Ice Cream pleaded not guilty in Springfield District Court last week to operating under the influence of liquor. A second offense, leaving the scene of personal injury, negligent driving, driving with an open container in his vehicle, and a crosswalk violation. The charges were filed after police found the 69-year-old man face down the crosswalk on State. I know where that is. In Oak Street.
Well, I have, you know, audio from that.
Yeah.
Where's the catheter thing? Hey, what happened to
the victim? After paramedics arrived, Taylor drove up in a vehicle with front end damage, a smashed windshield, a broken mirror, and a round imprint on the side. Taylor said he struck something in the crosswalk minutes before and he wanted to see what it was. His speech was slurred. He admitted to drinking a couple of 25-ounce beers.
He was on doctor's orders.
Yeah, a couple of 25-ounce beers.
That's it?
Well, you know. Four natty beer
bottles.
I do
that before I wake up.
I put my frickin' Cheerios. I said frickin'.
What?
Frickin'. You can't say frick?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't say the other F word. I wouldn't say that. No, I've heard it said on television. If you ever watch the TV version of Rocky, Polly is blipped out and says frick.
Frickin'.
Like former baseball commissioner Ford Frick.
Okay.
Four natty ice beer bottles. Two of them were empty, were in his vehicle, along with a 12-ounce bottle of Michelob. Usually, I find I'm brand loyal. So far, he has had three different brands, it looks. Arrested at the scene, Taylor was transported to police headquarters. We submitted a blood alcohol level of 0.28. Which is three times, or more than three times, the legal limit. Do you remember when we were kids, before we were driving, and before, you know, the legal limit in Massachusetts was 0.25?
Yes.
Can you believe that?
We skated right under that.
In 1978, he would have got a slap on the wrist. At that point, Taylor explained that his doctor had told him to drink alcohol. He went on to say that he can get his doctor provide a note saying this. He is due back on the court for a pre in the court. He is due back in court for a pre-trial hearing on September 11th.
Oh, beautiful day.
Yes. A woman, speaking of, so we're going to stay on our substance abuse kick today. So a woman was snorting cocaine while picking her kid up from school.
Well,
an officer said he caught a woman snorting cocaine while waiting in a parent line outside a... What state do you think, Paulie?
Florida.
Oh, my God. You win. You win. A Florida middle school. While patrolling Lexington Middle School in Fort Myers, Lee County Sheriff's Department allegedly saw Christina Hester, 39, using a credit card to chop up white powder on her iPhone screen. Maybe she was busy, she had things to do,
you
and just
know.
Needed a little, you know, hello. He then saw her use a straw to snort the substance. The deputy took Hester into his office until classes at the school had been dismissed, then performed a sobriety test. First of all, would you be really sober if you're on coke? He says the substance did test positive for cocaine. The deputy arrested Hester for possession of cocaine and drug paraphernalia. Students at the school told the news station they were surprised by the incident. It's crazy. People come to school to learn and not to see people doing drugs in the cars. Like, why would anybody do this? Especially when there's kids of all ages, said 13-year-old Sarah Milliken. Well, if you went to school in the 80s, it was more like, that's crazy. People don't come to school to learn. They come to school to do drugs in the cars. So, times have changed.
There you go.
And lastly, are you a fan of GNC, Pauly?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, yes, I am, by the way.
Well.
I'm more of a fan of ANC in Everett. My buddy Pete owns that. But GNC, yeah.
Well, you know what? I guess there's a new product on the shelves there that
is there?
Know, that people are taking. It's a knockoff of Viagra. So police say a Youngstown man who was shopping for male enhancement pills exposed himself to a clerk touting the effectiveness of the supplement. Police say 21-year-old, you ready for this name?
Ma.
Shedrick. S-H-E-D-Rick. Shedrick Nichols. Oh, Shedrick. Purchased the pills from GNC in the Austintown Plaza in Ohio on Thursday. According to a police report, he left the store but returned later, exposing his genitals to a clerk saying, these supplements really work.
Good thinking.
A marketing genius, huh? The clerk's boyfriend followed Nichols to Dollar General, where he was arrested. Nichols denied exposing himself, but said his zipper was down. Hey, tomato, tomato, right?
Penis!
The clerk didn't want to press charges, but Nichols was found to have a warrant for his arrest on a complicity charge. He was taken to Trumbull County Jail Thursday and released that same day. Police said, believe it or not, Pauly, this isn't the first time that Shedrick has exposed himself in Austintown.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah, you think Shedrick would keep a schlong to himself?
So he was
keep a schlong to himself.
Arrested at the from the general.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, a dollar would get you.
Penis.
He went to the dollar store looking for dollar condoms. Court reports show that Nichols has been convicted of public indecency in 16 and 17. Police connected Nichols to an incident at the Fairfield Inn on North Canfield Road and the Sleep Inn on Interstate Boulevard. Last year, an employee at the Fairfield Inn told police she saw a man watching pornography on his phone and touching himself inappropriately. She said,
wait a minute, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I do not mean to interrupt because we do this all the time. No, yeah. I know.
That's the gig.
Okay. What is the difference between, and why do they say touching yourself inappropriately when you can touch yourself
appropriately?
If you're in your home, who is the judge and jury that says that's inappropriate when you touch yourself?
Well, I don't know. I guess this person who saw him is the touching yourself police. I don't know.
Is there you're not touching someone else, so that would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
Correct? You're touching yourself.
Yes.
Not someone else. How is that inappropriate? Am I not allowed to touch myself no matter where I am?
I don't know. Well, maybe he was right-handed. He was using his left hand. It was inappropriate.
Well, I don't know. That's what my question is. I'm not saying he's right. I mean, you're in public. I get that.
He's
you're not doing
lobby.
Naked cartwheels through the mall. But, I mean, you know, if I'm scratching my nuts in public, I'm sorry. That's not inappropriate to me. I'm itchy.
Well, maybe appropriate is scratching your nuts.
Yeah, well. We need those people off the streets.
Maybe you should try a different detergent.
No, I'm not saying my nuts are itchy. I'm saying if I did.
No, but you did say your nuts were itchy.
All right.
Are they still itchy?
Yeah.
Do you need an ointment?
I probably do.
Okay. She said she confronted him, but he just walked out of the hotel. Earlier that day, an employee at the Sleep Inn. What a catchy name.
Why can't you just. All right, say she's walking by me. I can't go, well, you know what? You look inappropriate.
Yeah. You were looking at me inappropriately.
You're walking by me, and you're very inappropriate. Why don't you, you know, take her away? Hey!
Wait. Beeping inappropriately. Earlier that day, an employee at the Sleep Inn reported a similar incident in which a man was sitting on the couch exposing himself.
Well,
imagine you're in the lobby and all of a sudden, you know.
Come on. Go back to the, you know, the Roman days. Everybody was naked.
Yeah.
Look at all the statues around, you know, Rome and everything. You've been there.
Yeah.
Penis everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to call it that. Peni.
Peni.
Little boy penises. But, hey, they were naked. Nobody tried to go to the courts and say, oh, you know.
Yeah. Emperor Claudius, Marcus Aurelius was nakedest inappropriately.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes. So that is the news. I do want to share a couple little music notes.
All right.
One relating to last week's threesome, which was Foreigner.
Yes.
That it looks like a revamped version of the original band is looking more likely to do a 40th anniversary tour, and this is according to founding guitarist Mick Jones.
Love Foreigner.
Just to quote him, he says, those fires have been stoked over the summer with original members Lou Gramm, Ian McDonald, and Al Greenwood taking the stage for a three-song encore, as we saw at Jones Beach. And then, of course, earlier, original drummer Dennis Elliott performed at a show in Tampa. So one thing is, this is according to Jones, one thing for sure is all musicians are getting along very well, and it's just refreshing to see we're all enjoying it. Lou is good.
Very cool.
He's kept his voice. And Al and Ian are playing the same as they did 40 years ago. There are no bad apples anywhere in the whole thing, so I can't see any big problems. So look for the original Foreigner to reunite in 2018 and make a boatload of cash, and the Giddy Up will be reporting live.
The Giddy Up will be there.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Well, thank you, Christopher. Funny man. For the silly news, which was very silly, and especially for that informative news at the end about Foreigner, because we love some Foreigner here on the Giddy Up. I know, it's 3:40 in the afternoon. We don't have much time, which stinks. But anyways, we're going to play a couple songs. We'll be back, say our goodbyes, which we don't like to do. But we might say, you know, a lot more things. Anyways, want to take us out?
You are listening to The Giddy Up, and that's on 91.5 FM, WMFO, beautiful historic Medford.
Whoa. Sorry about that. I did not know. All right. Here we go. I promise this is a good song.
Nothing left to chance. Tables, the only hope.
our kids. This is the new one from Amy Mann, who we love here at the Giddy Up. So enjoy.
They served you champagne like a hero. When you landed, someone carried your bag. From here on out, your patient zero. Smelling ether as they hand you the rag. Life is good. You look around and think I'm in the right neighborhood. But honey, you just moved in. Life is grand. And wouldn't you like to have it go as planned? Go as planned. Hip hip hooray, hocus pocus. With some magic you can fly through the air. But when you're the guy pulling focus, there are people who will wish you weren't there.
Yep, that's talent.
You got that right, man. That was Amy Mann, one of our favorites here at the Giddy Up. We love her. And if you don't know who she is, she's the lead singer from the old 80s band Till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Voices Carry, you might know that song.
What a great song. Coming Up Close, great song by them.
Wow, yes. Yeah. But anyways, that's her Amy Mann project, and she's... Wow, what a talent, what a voice. And that song just pulls your soul out of you, your heart out of you, and just engages it in a good way. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 3:50 in the afternoon. I know time is running out so quickly. We hate it. But anyways, do you want to say our goodbyes now? Or,
I
got a couple songs.
Yeah, let's play your rock and or roll that you do.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Chris, give us your goodbye.
Yep, so we'll be back next week, and I just want to remind everyone and warn them. By the time we're back next week, you are all going to be inundated with pumpkin.
Mm.
Pumpkin beer, pumpkin muffins.
Absolutely.
Pumpkin enemas, you name it.
I love me some pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're going to be inundated, so I want you to remember, Do not take the brown pumpkin. You will have a bad trip.
Do you take the blue pumpkin or the red pumpkin?
Well, you want your...
Or the orange pumpkin.
The orange pumpkin.
All right.
It's kind of like, you know, what's
play
like
it
to
safe.
Take the brown acid.
Yeah.
So remember, choose your pumpkin carefully and don't fall for any pumpkin.
Okay. Thank you.
As always, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. And thank you so much. And we'll be talking to you next week.
Well, I gotta pee.
That's right.
That's right, Dallas.
That's right, sir. And I like my pork with pumpkin. So,
Wait, whoa.
We are going to take 100.
It's a great band name.
16. Yeah. Pork pumpkin or pumpkin pork.
Pork with pumpkin.
Whatever it takes.
Death
I like my
cutie.
Pumpkin stuffed with pork.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Why yeah. not? Pulled pork, especially. Pulled pork, pumpkin. All right. Anyways, we're being silly. We're going to take a 166-hour break. And, thank you, boys and girls. We only have a couple summers left. We will be here next week and with a very special show to kind of end the summer with. We may not be here on Labor Day weekend. Probably not, but we'll figure that out in the time coming. We'll let you know. But thank you for listening. If it wasn't for you, boys and girls, we would not be here. And we love the fact that you are our true fans and listen in every week. We love you. And as I always say, stay Boston strong. Always be a rock. Never roll. And have a great weekend, everybody. Even though, I'm sorry, I didn't even do the weather, but I'm going to give you a quick rundown. It's going to be crappy today. It's going to be overcast, but it's going to be humid, which is worse. Tomorrow's going to be scattered showers. Sunday is definitely the pick of the week. So if you got something to do, do it on Sunday. Don't, you know, tomorrow's high of 86, but it's going to be like I said, overcast and scattered showers. But Sunday looks very, very good. Mostly sunny, you know, and less humid than it's going to be from today to tomorrow. It's going to be less humid. So if you're going to pick a day to do something, that would be Sunday. I don't care what you do. You do, you know, your barbecue or whatever, anything. Do it on Sunday. So that being said, 2:53, we're going to take us out on a couple songs that we love. This one goes out to my baby Blue, Dawn. And then the next song I'm going to introduce as well, which you guys will get a kick out of. So take us out, Christopher.
You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful historic Medford.
Okay, boys, girls. Now, this next one goes out as well to a very special listener and someone we all love and enjoy. And by the way, me and... I don't want to blow the surprise, but me and the funny man are going to do our own rendition of this song very soon. It'll be coming up. Definitely in the fall, by
fall.
It will
be awesome.
And so this goes out to our good friend Leah Hall. And wait till you hear our rendition very soon.